Good morning, Maureen Hancock.
Good morning.
So you've got quite the gift here, and it all started back when you were 5 years old. What was that like, being a child and being able to communicate with the dead?
Oh, it was very overwhelming and scary. I had a childhood illness, lead paint poisoning. This is back in the day when everything was lead paint based, yep. And I chewed on the windowsills, and I'm one of nine, so state cheese, powdered milk, and it tasted like candy. But I slipped into a coma, and I spent 3 years at Children's Hospital in Boston, wow. About a year straight. So at 5 years old, I got to come home, and I used to see all these people walking around the house not realizing they were spirits. And I said to my sister Maggie, I'm like, who are all these people? And she was like, be quiet, they're going to take you back to the hospital. So I tried to actually stifle it. It was, you know, children are very open to spirit, and it can be really overwhelming, and I had a lot of anxiety. So it wasn't until years later that I embraced it, and that was after a car accident.
Yeah.
And I died and came back.
Wow. So yeah. What do you think about that accident was what kind of brought the communication back?
You know, I do believe that everybody has this ability. And for me, though, it did take a head trauma. You know, I broke every bone in my face. And I think it opened something up. I think that sometimes we just get so stressed and busy that we're not paying attention to the signs and the ways that loved ones in spirit are trying to communicate with us to let us know that they're okay, but they're trying to help guide us in our lives. So it was definitely the accident that brought it to the forefront.
Can at times these voices just get overwhelming? Because you said in your book during 9/11, that's when it was just a barrage of people trying to communicate with you.
Exactly. So I was litigation manager at Logan Airport when 9/11 happened. And, you know, I had just gotten back to work. I had my second baby, and I was so overwhelmed. 9/11 had just happened, and I could just feel the energy, and my office overlooked where the, you know, planes took off from, and I could just hear voices constantly. So that was when I had to get a handle on it, because it was all the time. And now I have a switch, you know, it's an on-off switch, and I'm a busy mom, so when I'm with my kids, I'm not the medium mom. I'm just mom.
The medium next door, as your book says.
Yeah.
Now, how does this communication process really work?
Well, for me, I will hear them come through, and it's kind of like there's a lot going on in my head. Like if I do an event, which called Postcards from Heaven, which I'm hoping to be up in Maine soon.
Very cool.
Meet all your folks. But I will hear. I feel how they pass. I see things. I hear names. You know, I get all kinds of fast-moving information. And, you know, through radio, it's a little bit more challenging. In person, it's just jaw-dropping. So, but I would say I'm mostly clairaudient. I'm hearing them.
Wow. It's just, this is the coolest thing ever for me. This is just so neat. It's just a whole new way of thinking of things. You say that we all have this ability to really communicate. We just don't really see the signs. Is there ways in which we can kind of embrace this?
Oh, totally. I teach people how to quiet their mind so that they can be more aware of what is just mind chatter and what is an actual message or guidance or a nudge. I mean, how many times have you thought of somebody and the phone rings and it's that person? Or you're driving down the street and you literally feel this nudge to turn around and a car almost hits you or you almost get creamed.
Yeah.
So we're constantly being guided. And, you know, I was a former skeptic, so I know this is hard for some folks to believe. But when you open up to it, you know, it can help with your family, your career, and just having comfort if you've lost somebody close to you, to know that they're not dead, they're just different. Isn't that great?
It's just so cool to me, because, I mean, you know, I've had friends pass on that were way too young to go, and it's, you know, that idea of someone still being able to watch out for you and still be around, they're just, you know, you can't see them. Well,
right?
At least
I
can.
They pop into your head a lot, though.
Yeah, yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had a moment where one of my friends who passed on, I believe I saw something in a photo that I took where he just kind of showed up in it, which was just really cool. It was his exact height when he passed on and everything. It was the neatest thing for me. I love this stuff.
Yeah, I've seen them show up in photos. It can happen. Or orbs with this little white ball of light, and you think it's just the chemicals at the Photoshop.
That's what I saw in the photo. I thought this must be a glare or something, but I was like, how could this be a glare? There's nothing to glare off of. It was just one of those mind-boggling photos. I'm sure you have plenty of those really neat experiences.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I help people pass with cancer, so I volunteer my time. And, this guy, David, that I helped pass, it was his daughter's 16th birthday, and they took a picture of her blowing out the candles, and his face was in the window. And this was just like a week after he passed. It was him. I mean, there's just no denying. So you can try to talk yourself out of it, folks, but it's real.
Yeah, it's just all a matter of keeping that mindset, though.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, we're excited to hopefully get some listeners on into this. This will be lots and lots of fun. We'll do this every single Friday on the show. And we're looking forward to some interesting experiences here.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I also work with the FBI and the police. And
yeah, I saw that.
A lot of that kind of more heavy stuff as well. And
yeah.
I just shot a pilot with Fox for a national afternoon talk show. So we'll see if it happens. It'll be next June. And so I can't wait to come to Maine before everything starts going crazy, you know?
That's right. Well, thank you, Maureen, for chatting with me this morning, and we'll be chatting with you next week.
Thank you, and I can't wait to connect some of your listeners with their passed-on loved ones and give them some comfort.
I can't wait to hear this, too. This is going to be so much fun. Thank you very much, Maureen, again.
Oh, you have awesome energy. I'm going to love working with you.
Thank you
really
very much.
You're so open.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.